Welcome to AI Insider. So, what's new? What works? What's next? I'm your host, Sophie, bringing you the AI that actually helps you work smarter. Today's episode is powered by SocietyGal, offering free AI prompt engineering workshops so you can go from prompt curious to prompt confident. Grab a seat at the next session and level up your workflow with practical techniques you can use the same day. All right, let's get into it.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You're here because, well, you want to cut through the noise, get straight to the important insights, and stay ahead in a world that, let's be honest, moves incredibly fast. Consider this your shortcut to being really well informed. Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving deep into something that's pretty rapidly reshaping our professional lives, the latest AI tools for workflow productivity, specifically looking towards 2025. Our mission here is simple. Pull out the most crucial knowledge from our sources on how AI is revolutionizing the workday. We want to help you understand that this isn't just, you know, a minor upgrade. It's fundamental.
Absolutely. And what's truly fascinating here, when you look at the landscape these sources paint, is we're way beyond simple software updates. These aren't just little incremental improvements. We're seeing a foundational shift. AI is becoming this proactive partner in how we operate daily. We'll be covering the big categories. Automation platforms, intelligent task managers, those meeting assistants everyone's talking about, and even some specialized collaboration tools. It's really a full picture of how AI is getting woven into, well, into work itself.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting for you listening, because this isn't sci-fi stuff anymore. These are actual practical tools available now or coming very, very soon. Tools that can directly boost your efficiency, streamline how your team works, and maybe most importantly, free you up for the, you know, the strategic, creative stuff you actually want to be doing. Let's dig in. So maybe let's kick things off with arguably one of AI's biggest impacts right now, dealing with the mundane, you know, automating those repetitive tasks that just drain your time and energy. This is where these new AI workflow automation platforms really shine.
Yeah, our sources point to a whole class of tools, names like Lindy, Gumloop, Relevance, Vector Shift, Relay. And what sets them apart, apparently, is that they're AI-native automation platforms designed to accelerate repetitive tasks. Now, AI-native, that seems important.
Yeah, it means they're built on AI from the ground up, not just with AI features tacked on later.
Okay, so not just an add-on. And the key insight isn't just connecting apps. We all use Slack, HubSpot, Google Calendar. It's how they use AI to almost predict what you need next.
Exactly. They learn your workflows, see the patterns.
Yeah.
They can even suggest better ways to do things. It's moving past simple if this, then that rules.
Or something more adaptive.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It's about proactive orchestration, not just reacting to triggers. They learn. So maybe they notice every time you get a certain email, you always create a task in Asana and ping someone on Slack. An AI native tool learns that pattern and just says, hey, want me to automate this whole sequence for you? And it adapts if your process changes later.
Wow, okay. That proactive bit sounds like a genuine game changer. Then we have platforms like Doma mentioned. The sources highlight its strength for teams building adaptive, data-driven, automated workflows that scale. All the way from project dashboards to enterprise-wide stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That word adaptive, again, it sounds like it adjusts based on real-time data. So it's not just automating a fixed process.
Right. It means whether you're a small team or a huge company, Domo offers that kind of robust, scalable, and importantly, intelligent way to automate things that need to react to changing conditions. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, what we're seeing is this democratization of automation. It used to require coding skills, right?
Yeah.
Or a dedicated IT team.
Definitely.
But these tools are breaking down those barriers, making powerful automation accessible to, well, pretty much anyone.
Which is great.
But
yeah.
This raises an important question, doesn't it? If anyone can build these workflows, how do you ensure consistency? How do you manage data integrity across the whole organization? Accessibility is fantastic, but you need a plan.
That's a really good point. Oversight becomes crucial. But that trend towards no code or low code is definitely strong. Building on that, our sources also talk a lot about Monday Work Management and Zapier.
Yeah.
They're adding AI into their visual workflow builders for summarization, instant automation suggestions, handling big processes, all without code.
Mm-hmm.
So you're literally just dragging and dropping blocks, and the AI figures out the logic, maybe suggests the next step, summarizes input. It takes the complexity out.
Exactly. And this raises another important question. What happens to our roles when AI handles the how, the workflow?
Yeah.
When we shift from manual process building to this more intuitive AI-driven creation?
What does happen?
Well, potentially it frees up our human brain power, right?
Yeah.
For the higher level stuff.
Hmm.
Strategy. complex problem solving, creativity. We focus more on the why and what, less on the step-by-step execution.
I like the sound of that, elevating the human contribution. And speaking of project management, Asana AI Studio comes up again here, integrating automation right into project tasks, smart handling, no code builders.
Right, weaving it directly into tools people already use every day, which makes adoption much smoother.
Okay, so we've automated the repetitive stuff. Now let's shift gears. What about making our actual daily work smarter? Managing projects, individual tasks, that cognitive load. How is AI stepping in as like an intelligent co-pilot? What does this actually mean for your to-do list, your team's big projects? Well, a prime example highlighted is Motion. It uses AI to, quote, auto-schedule tasks, integrate with calendars, manage teams, and optimize work timelines.
Optimize timelines.
Yeah, and it's not just a calendar app. It has deep project management features too. So imagine your to-do list not just sitting there, but intelligently shuffling itself based on deadlines, your availability, task duration,
right,
even dependencies between tasks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having this super efficient assistant running complex algorithms constantly, making adjustments you couldn't possibly manage on your own.
And the intelligent part here is key, as you said. It goes way beyond just scheduling slots. Often these AI models use things like reinforcement learning, or predictive analytics.
Meaning
it's not just showing you what to do next, it's suggesting the optimal time to tackle it, factoring in maybe your past energy levels at certain times, potential meeting conflicts, the critical path of a project. It's constantly recalibrating everything.
So no more frantic Monday morning rescheduling.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Much calmer Mondays. Motion could be that silent background process, make it happen.
A calmer Monday, I'll take that. And that predictive optimization, that seems to be the hallmark here. Our sources also bring back Asana AI Studio again, specifically for project management, and Notion AI alongside it. These tools are using automation for smart status summaries, intelligent prioritization, document creation, note-taking, right within your collaborative project spaces.
Right. So the AI can summarize long meeting notes, automatically flag the most critical action items, maybe even draft an initial version of a report or research summary based on project data.
Takes the grunt work out of collaboration.
Essentially, yes. The underlying AI, often large language models for summarization or maybe classification algorithms for prioritization, they're designed to cut down that cognitive load.
Right, the mental effort of just processing everything.
Exactly. By handling the synthesis, the initial draft, it lets the human team members jump straight to analysis, review, decision-making, not get bogged down in just organizing the information.
And the benefit for you then is what? Gaining clarity, reducing that mental weight, making sure important things don't get missed. It sounds like less time organizing, more time actually doing, leading to maybe more of those aha moments because your brain isn't cluttered.
That's the promise, certainly.
All right, so we've got automation, we've got smarter task and project management, but what about how teams actually interact? Communication, and those really specific needs like content creation. How is AI transforming those areas? This feels like the next layer. First, let's look at these AI meeting and collaboration assistants. Tools like Otter.ai and Nyota get mentioned a lot. They automatically transcribe and summarize meetings.
Which is already huge.
Huge, but they also integrate with Slack, Salesforce, making that information searchable and actionable later. No more who said what again. It's all captured, summarized intelligently.
Right.
And then for more complex setups, maybe global teams, there's the Cisco AI Assistant for WebEx Suite. It does real-time transcription, translation, and intelligent features really aimed at hybrid and remote work.
And that value proposition is massive. It's not just saving time on note-taking. It's accuracy, ensuring critical details aren't missed. Think about compliance or key decisions made in meetings.
Absolutely.
And the real-time translation, that's a barrier remover. It facilitates genuine global collaboration. Teams across language divides can understand each other instantly. It really flattens communication.
Yeah, that translation piece feels like a genuine game changer for international teams. Okay, moving on, there's also this category of specialized AI productivity solutions, tools for really unique professional needs. Like for anyone creating content marketing, internal comms, whatever Jasper comes up, it's an AI-powered writing assistant. Helps with blog posts, marketing copy, has templates, integrates easily.
Using those sophisticated natural language models.
Right. It helps overcome writer's block, refines tone, scales output. It seems like it really shifts the focus for creators towards strategy and editing, letting AI handle the first draft.
Definitely changes the content workflow. And then there's the flip side, information consumption. We're all drowning in it, right?
Tell me about it.
So Feedly AI is mentioned. It acts as an intelligent filter. It curates and prioritizes articles and social posts, finding relevant news and insights for you or your team.
So it's smarter than just an RSS feed.
Much smarter. It uses machine learning to understand your specific interests, your industry's nuances, cutting through the noise to surface what actually matters for your decisions without the overload.
Okay, that makes sense. So these specialized tools, they really empower you to be more focused in specific areas, whether it's creating content faster or just staying informed without getting overwhelmed.
Precisely, applying your human intelligence where it adds the most value.
So let's try and bring it all back home then. We've covered a huge range of AI tools shaping workflows for 2025. AI native automation like Lindy, Domo, intelligent task managers like Motion, Notion AI, collaboration helpers like Otter.ai, AI, Cisco AI, and specialized tools like Jasper, Feedly AI. What seems clear from all our sources is these aren't just incremental updates. They're fundamentally changing how work gets done. Automating processes, boosting efficiency, enabling smarter decisions.
Yeah. And what's truly fascinating here, I think, as we've kind of touched on throughout, is this profound shift in the nature of work. AI isn't just a supplement anymore. It's becoming this partner, helping us elevate our output, letting us shift our focus to what we humans do best. You know, innovation, connection, creative problem solving, critical thinking.
Working smarter, not just harder.
Exactly. Offloading that cognitive grunt work.
So what does this all mean for you, listening right now, navigating this? Well, it means potentially more time. More time for creativity, for strategy, for the engaging work that maybe drew you to your field in the first place. The AI handles the repetitive bits, maybe even some analysis, freeing up your bandwidth for, well, the bigger picture. Which leads to a final thought, something to maybe chew on, as AI keeps taking on more routine tasks and even some analytical work. What new skills or maybe what new forms of intelligence become the most valuable for you to focus on cultivating in this changing landscape? Something to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. That's a wrap on AI Insider. If this helped, share it with a friend who still copy-pastes between tabs like it's 2012. Big thanks to Society Gal. Don't miss their free AI prompt engineering workshops to sharpen your skills fast. Subscribe for what's new, what works, and what's next. See you next time.